John, for me as a spectator, that was a great game. What did you make of it as the manager?
Well, it was a good game. We did. I think it's inevitable you get a bit nervous at times when the scores are close. Of course, when we went down 2-1, I was disappointed, you know, because we weren't doing a great deal at the time. They looked like they were more likely to score probably than us. And then we came out of the blocks. It seemed to give us. I think we were fortunate that we got back in the game quite quickly. We equalised within probably about 5 minutes or so, which gives everybody a lift. And then I thought from that point we were probably more of a threat than they were. We'd spoken at half time about not defending the eight, not allowing them to push us back, and we got the back line up the pitch to allow the midfielders to go and compete a bit better, and in the end, ultimately, it's worked. It was a good game. It was exciting. We probably could have scored more, and you know, I'm delighted because they're a good side.
You scored 4 goals. I thought all 4 were very well taken. Yet the supporters made the goalkeeper Hakan Burton man of the match. How'd you work that one out?
I don't.
You don't?
I don't. I was quite surprised. I mean, Hakan's been playing well for a number of weeks, and the sign of a good keeper for me is somebody who doesn't have a lot to do and then pulls off a save. You know, if somebody's very, very busy, then, you know, if you put me in goals and pepper me with balls, then I'll save so many of them. But the sign of a real sort of good keeper is somebody who can keep the concentration. So maybe it's based on that, and they have been watching for a few weeks. They have seen him be consistent, and maybe it was a little bit of that that's in the back of the minds. But I'm not quite sure what edged it his way. I think he wasn't the obvious one for me. But, you know, fair play to him. He's probably deserved it over a number of weeks.
Do you feel he was a bit hairy at the back at times?
Yeah, I think. Well, I think what happens, you see, we're still adapting to this level, and I think sometimes when you play against good sides, you do tend to sort of maybe doubt yourself a little bit, and you know, you think you've got to just get through, you've just got to, you know, just try and park the bus, effectively, and that isn't the way to do it. You know, you're asking for trouble if you do that. Sooner or later, one will go through somebody's legs and I'll come off a shoulder or something. And that's why at half time I said, look, we can't be just defending. We've got to have some composure. We've got to better get our foot on it and try and pass. And, you know, look, a good side, the good side that we are, because when we do get that composure, we can play.
2 goals from Ryan Brooks, but you're going to lose him shortly, aren't you?
We are, and to be honest with you, it was one of them where today it would have been very easy to probably leave him out, because he came in last week, got himself sent off after 20 minutes, and, you know, he let us down a little bit last week, a bit of bad decision making. We went down to 10 men, we lost the game convincingly, and it would have been very easy for me. I wouldn't need to explain it to many people why I'd left him out, you know. But I thought to myself, I know the lad's a bit complex at times, and I thought he'll be expecting to be left out. I thought I'd surprise him by actually leaving him in. And what we did, we started him on the left-hand side. I don't know whether you picked it up. I mean, I chose to change Matt Warburton with Ryan partway through the game at 2-2. And I've got Warby out wide left, and then put Ryan up front. So we changed the shape slightly, because I thought it gives a little bit of energy. And that's how it worked out. So, you know, a bit of a tactical genius in a way. Yeah, I mean, you've got to take credit for him when you can. But, so you know, because he went up there and he scored within 5 or 6 minutes or so. Fair play to the lad. He was gutted about last week. I was gutted for us more than him. But I think it's next week or the week after he gets. I'm not sure, quite sure when the band comes in. But he will lose his place at some point, and it's up to him to work out again, isn't it?
And right at the end, Mickey Norton came on. You've got him recently from FC United. Obviously, he's a proven goal scorer. He's got a great track record. Maybe not the youngest bloke now. What's his sort of future here? How do you see his future panning out?
Well, it's something that I said in another interview last week. You know, we'll only know whether it's a good signing when he plays well. You know, and he'll either come and play well or he'll come and play poorly. Knowing Mike like I do, I've known him over a long time. Everybody that's ever been associated with him in any shape or form have always gone absolutely 100%. He's got a goal in him. Not as many as maybe he used to do. He isn't quite as quick as he used to be, but he's never been dead quick. But you know he's got experience. He's a tough lad. He's very much a team player. Good for the changing room. And I just didn't think it was, you know, it was a no-brainer, really. You know, and he's not a risk from my point of view. He doesn't cause trouble. He'll come, makes it difficult. He's difficult to play against. He's awkward. So, you know, I think he just needs to work. He's got a bit of an issue with the bad injury he got while he was at FC. And he's occasionally got a slight limp, but that's just down to him needing to warm up and strengthen his quads a bit more. I don't think he's done as much work on his quads as he should have been doing. I think if he can get that, I think there's still a good player there. And, you know, it's just a matter of care. Well, it might be the chance when Ryan goes out of the team. It might be Mike Norton that takes advantage, you know. So we've just got to wait and see. But I'm sure he'll come and he'll extend his playing career that little bit longer, but he'll do it being happy as well.
Great.